Once upon a time, back before we invaders from Europe and other places came to these United States, there was a Native American tribe. And the Native American tribe that was here then had this wonderful tradition that in the 12th summer of every child's member of the tribe child would have a chance to enter into a maturity ritual that had to do with their becoming more adult in the community, in the tribe. And as it turned out, that was a great race that for which the children trained most of their young lives to be able to try to win the great race and the awards that go with that, which were a new blanket, a feather, and a new name. And there was one little girl who did not like her name. Her name was Gray Pigeon. And she so wanted a new name, a name that was better than just some dull bird that barely could fly away when in trouble. And so she trained most of her childhood to win the great race and to get the prizes. Most particularly important to her was a new name. So sure enough, finally, her summer came. And all of the young girls and boys for their 12th summer lined up in the middle of the village to start the great race. And the chief came up on his horse, and he raised his hand, and the crowd went silent. And then he lowered his hand, and off they ran. And sure enough, when they first left, they were all in a group. They were all in a big pack, all together. And they headed off out of the village and down through the woods by the creek. And then after going on that path for a while, the path turned and headed out into the fields. And sure enough, as they went into the field, a small pack who had really trained and were really ready emerged as the leaders and broke from the main field of the runners. And they headed out across that field, and even that small pack began to be strung out. And of course, Gray Pigeon led the pack. And then they got up into the small hills across the fields, and they went up in those hills, and as they went into those hills, Gray Pigeon knew she was going to win because she had trained for this for so long. She wondered what her new name might be. And sure enough, when they came down again out of those small hills, she had put a substantial distance between her and the remainder of the runners. And they crossed that field again, and back into the woods along the creek. And just as they got into the woods, and the road, the path started to turn back towards the village, she stopped. Because there on the path was a baby bird. And the baby bird, she knew when the others would come and they would be in a group vying to try to catch her, that they wouldn't see it and it would be trampled. So she scooped up the baby bird and she went looking where to put it. She didn't want to put it down on the ground because then a fox might come and eat it. So she looked around and she finally found As she heard the others starting to approach, she found a little crook in the tree where she put the bird down, and she went back and she joined the group and she started to run, and there were three runners ahead of her. And she immediately put on all the speed she could and got to where she overtook the first, and then she overtook the second, and she almost overtook the leader before he beat her across the finish line. Crestfallen, she went to her lodge, crying, so disappointed that she would not win and not have the honor of a new name. She listened while she cried, barely hearing the crowd and its noise from the center of the village. But something strange happened. It started to get louder and louder and louder, and soon she realized that the crowd was all around her lodge. She dried her tears and looked out, and there was the chief on his horse. And he raised his hand, and the crowd went silent. And he said, "Gray Pigeon, come out. I watched as you ran along the creek. I watched as you started to lead the pack across the field. I watched as you separated yourself from the pack in going through the small hills. And I watched as you led them back across the field and into the forest. Gray Pigeon, you did not win the race. You will not win a feather or a new blanket. But Gray Pigeon, no longer will you be called that name. From now on, you will be known as Shining Heart. Because even though you couldn't win the race, you won all our hearts today by your self-giving love of one who was in need, of one who was small and needed help and protection. So from now on, tales will be told about you, Shining Heart, our wonderful winner of this year's race. For it's far more important that we give of ourselves for the needs of others than it is even to train so hard to give of ourselves for our own needs. And so must we all find in ourselves the true shining heart that God calls us all to have and to be. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.